New hope that virus is in retreat as numbers fall is the lead front page headline for the Irish Independent this morning. Above the story that hopes are rising that the third wave of COVID-19 is finally in retreat after daily cases fell to the lowest level since mid-December, with a total of 359 new cases confirmed here yesterday. Inside that paper, and indeed several papers this morning, is the story that Gordie made three arrests after dozens of people gathered at a student party in the Castle Troy area of Limerick last night. An image of footage taken at the party is on the cover of the Irish Daily Star this morning. And inside the Irish Daily Mail on page 7, there are several pictures of what the paper describes as the booze-filled street party, including one in which fireworks can be seen exploding. The Irish Sun leads on Vax Army alongside its story that the Defence Forces will help to police hotel quarantine laws as they assist a major ramping up of the vaccine rollout. Adam Higgins writes that Minister Simon Coveney has confirmed that soldiers are ready and trained to help enforce the new rules on mandatory quarantining after travel. Business groups criticise lockdown exit strategy is on the front of the Irish News this morning after the Northern Ireland executive's much anticipated plan for moving out of lockdown failed to provide a specific timetable but would instead be guided by data and not dates, as Deputy First Minister Michelle O'Neill described. The fiscal impact of COVID-19 gives the Irish Times its main story this morning. The pandemic widens gap in public finances is the headline there, with detail that figures show tax receipts for the first 2 months of 2021 were more than 800 million less than the same time period last year, while spending was over 2 billion euro more than 2020. And in the Irish Examiner's lead story this morning, Daniel McConnell writes that almost two-thirds of homes made available for social housing by NAMA, the National Asset Management Agency, were not taken up by local authorities, despite the more than 100,000 people on housing waiting lists. Elsewhere on page 1 of the Examiner, news that the GAA was not approached about the availability of its stadia for the potential joint UK-Ireland 2030 FIFA World Cup bid. The Gordon Elliott controversy is still making front page headlines. Gordie Drop Elliott Probe is the lead for the Star this morning. And inside the paper, in his analysis piece, commentator Eamon Dunphy writes that it would be a travesty if Gordon Elliott lost his career. The price he is now paying for his foolish mistake is not fair and it's not proportionate, he says. Finally for now, the Irish Times reports that on Sunday, the eve of International Women's Day, Edna O'Brien will be named Commander of the French Order of Arts and Letters by the country's Minister for Culture. The citation declares that it honours Ms. O'Brien's talent, describing her as a woman of letters who offered a voice to women around the world and who's recognised by many as one of the greatest writers of the 20th century.